hydraulic fracturing, fracking. It's an issue that will certainly make its way into the 2014 election season. In Michigan, only a handful of communities report some sort of fracking operations. That's the process of extracting natural gas through high-volume hydraulic fracking, along with the horizontal drilling of shale deposits. In its newest report, the University of Michigan's Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy, Close Up, takes a look at just what local leaders in Michigan think about the prospect of fracking. Program Director Tom Evacco has the results. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Cindy. Thanks for having me.
Give us a sense in particular, how widespread is fracking in Michigan?
Well, it's pretty rare, especially when we compare it to other states like Pennsylvania or North Dakota. The Michigan DEQ reports that there have been about 58 instances of fracking since 2008 in the state, but that includes permits that are mm-hmm. under review and so on. So it's rare, and our survey confirmed that. What we found, we estimate that about 6% of jurisdictions across the state either have fracking going on now, or they have some kind of activity in the early stages. It may be the first interest shown by surveyors.
Why then is it, as you put it, an increasingly active topic of conversation?
Well, it certainly ignites passion. When it arrives in a community, what we've seen certainly in media sources across the state is a lot of concern among local citizens. And so it's a topic, I think, that really hits home for people when fracking is getting nearer to their community.
And knowing that it may not be in anything beyond maybe 6% of communities, but that doesn't mean that it isn't going to grow.
That's right. And so what we found was a lot of conversation about it, even though only about 6% mm-hmm. of these communities say that they have some kind of activity. We estimate over a quarter of jurisdictions in the state say that it's a hot topic in their community. There's a lot of discussion about it.
So start with what local officials think that their constituents think about fracking.
Yeah, we asked local leaders to estimate mm-hmm. Levels of support within their communities, and what we find is low levels of support. In about 11% of jurisdictions, local leaders tell us a majority of their citizens support fracking. But in 37%, a majority would oppose it. And that's a statewide average. Now, this is fracking in their community.
In their community,
yeah.
Exactly. But then when you actually asked the officials themselves, what did you find?
Slightly higher levels of support, mm-hmm. especially compared to citizens. 31% of these chief elected or chief appointed mm-hmm. officials, mayors, city managers, county executives, and so on, 31% would support fracking in their community. 36% would oppose it.
So there is a little more support. Is that because, Tom, they're looking at what it could mean in terms of fattening the coffers and jobs and revenue?
Yeah, we asked what kind of factors are driving fracking or kind of working against mm-hmm. it in local communities. And, you know, so when you hear about fracking on TV or you see ads or so on, a lot of the impetus behind it seems to be cleaner burning fuel, less pollution, lower energy prices, job creation, and so on. Those are not necessarily the factors that we found local leaders say are driving it in their communities. The most common factor that is kind of promoting local fracking is revenue for the landowners. Second most common is local property tax revenue for the jurisdiction.
So they are looking at the dollars and cents that could be coming in, and that therefore we're seeing that little bit wider window of acceptance.
That seems right. Yeah.
When you look at the menu of energy options in Michigan, what did you find? Where does fracking stand as compared to wind, solar, hydraulic, nuclear?
Fracking is very low in the view of local leaders. When we presented a list of different mm-hmm. potential Michigan-specific energy options, and out of the list, fracking on land is next to last that they would support. The only thing even less support is fracking in the Great Lakes.
Okay. So it is really – so people would say they would go for nuclear even more than fracking.
Nuclear has more support than fracking. The most popular in the view of local leaders are the various renewable sources. Solar energy is the top. 86% of local leaders would support developing additional solar. Then hydroelectric at 82% and wind power at 79%.
What could these findings contribute, do you think, to conversations in Lansing?
Well, so as we see, fracking it's rare today. It's not happening in many jurisdictions, but a lot of the Lower Peninsula is within what's called the Antrim play. So it certainly is possible that it's going to spread around the state in the future. And so I think these data that we've gathered show kind of what was going to happen in various communities if it does start showing up.
A lot of NIMBY.
A lot of NIMBY. There's no question about it. There's a lot of concern among citizens and local leaders about things like risks to water resources, potential environmental damage, risk to citizen health, and so on.
Does it also strike me that the industry has a lot of bridge building to do as it moves in to eyeball certain areas? It's clear that there is a lot of suspicion and a lot of distrust.
I think that's absolutely right. And we also asked an open-ended question of local leaders if there was anything else that they mm-hmm. thought was important about fracking in their jurisdictions that we hadn't asked about already. And a few of the comments were it's a cryptic thing in their communities. It's hard to find out what's going on, even for the local leaders. And so I think that's right. I think industry, when they come into a new community, they're going to find a lot of suspicion, a lot of distrust. Some of the other comments that we got from local leaders were that some of the best things that they had seen in their community were open meetings to educate people about the process of fracking, what's involved, and so on.
Tom Evakoff of the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy, close up at the University of Michigan. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thanks, Cindy.